The sharp white lines manicure the field in dashes. On two ends, the contrasting reds dress the end zone. The fall sun setting over the last row of still empty seats in the stadium. Streaks of orange, red, and gold ornament the blue sky that will soon fade into black, peppered with man-made stars. It's the championship. This game means everything. At least, that is what he thinks as he walks back to his dorm room from dinner. He scampers up the stairs, two at a time. His anticipation for the game builds. As he speeds down the hallway, his thoughts jump from the game to his friends, who will soon arrive in his room. Do I have enough beer? Do I have enough seating? Will I have to move the desk from the wall for more space? Who else will be in the room when I get back? He arrives at his door and the number greets him. 313. He quickly pulls out his Buff One card from his wallet, scans it, twists the now unlocked handle, and bounds into the room, ready for the game. He is met with red. All over. The kitchen to the right of the entryway is covered. Red on the white fridge. Red on the wood-paneled flooring. Red on the unwashed dishes in the sink. Red on the cabinets. Red on the walls. What he does see is his roommate, smiling apologetically, sitting on the kitchen floor. He hears words, but they do not register, as he is already moving to the living room. The futon with a split down the middle from one too many midday naps welcomes him as he flops down onto it. More red. On the desk. On the beer-stained rug. He reaches for the remote, but it eludes him. He probes his roommate about its location. He is met with a grunt. So, unsatisfied, he pulls himself up from the couch to ask again. He glides past the hallway that leads to the bedrooms and bathroom. More red streaks meet him. They appear along the white walls as if to see which of them can make it farthest. The words leave his mouth before he rounds the corner of the living room into the kitchen. He tells his roommate that people will soon be over and that he will need to clean up. Not a problem. He faces his roommate who remains on the floor and finally sees. Broken glass. Hands on wrists. Red covering his roommate's arms. Slowly dripping onto the floor. His mind races, remembering all the images he so casually played off. Handprints, smears, drops, drags. He stops. No. He can't move. What he sees is so foreign, so unnerving to him that he freezes, his eyes absorbing the red. Then, he twists the handle and leaves. This story is based on a real-life experience. I shared this story because I hope it shows my failure in being prepared to help someone. While I did go back to the scene and contacted my RAs for help, I also left someone who had committed self-harm alone. I saw the signs, and I did not know how to properly deal with them. The paramedics, contacted by the RAs, got to my roommate in time. Afterwards, the roommate sought professional help. Hopefully, this story will inspire others to learn how to take the necessary steps if they too see the signs. Hopefully, this story inspires others to be there for one another.